This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. Israel warned the building's residents ahead of time of the impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. The United Nations has said it has been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. El Salvador's president on Tuesday played up his close ties with China, praising it for offering grants with no strings attached and COVID-19 vaccines. His praise followed the release of a U.S. government list of allegedly corrupt Central American politicians. A U.S. State Department report released by the office of U.S. Representative Norma Torres on Tuesday lists a close aide of President Nayib Bukele and his former security minister among those credibly alleged to have engaged in corrupt acts. The list also names six serving Honduran lawmakers, two current Guatemalan legislators, along with former officials. Apparently, in response, President Bukele announced a $500 million in public investments from China, in his words, without conditions. You're listening to VOA News. On the sidelines of an Arctic Council ministerial meeting in Iceland on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will hold his first face-to-face encounter with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The meeting comes at a time of heightened tension between the United States and Russia. It's expected to set the stage for a planned summit next month between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The State Department said the meeting between Blinken and Lavrov is an opportunity to discuss building, quote, a more predictable relationship with Russia, and, quote, working on areas where we have mutual interests. A senior State Department official told reporters traveling with Blinken that the Biden administration has made progress in its relationship with Russia with respect to reaching an agreement to extend the START nuclear weapons treaty, but that it has also faced areas of difficulties because of Russian aggression. The United States has recently been at odds with Russia over Moscow's jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, Russia's buildup of military forces near Ukraine, and a cyber attack on the largest U.S. gas pipeline by hackers believed to be in Russia. Russia says its government was not involved in the cyber attack. It has accused the United States of trying to interfere in its domestic issues, including the jailing of Navalny. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday said there is so far no conclusive evidence a COVID-19 variant will affect the government's schedule for lifting restrictions in the country, after he warned last week that it could do so. Speaking to reporters while touring a London mass vaccination center, Johnson said health officials would continue to gather data on the virus variant, first identified in India, to determine if it is more transmissible and to what degree. Britain moved Monday into its step three of its roadmap, opening pubs and restaurants to indoor seating, as well as other hospitality venues. The nation is scheduled to move to step four on June 21st. That calls for all restrictions to be lifted. China has renewed diplomatic efforts to help facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. It said it's ready to hold peace negotiations between warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, and National Security Advisor Hamdallah Mohib, said officials in both countries. Beijing is increasingly worried the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will descend the turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and a sanctuary for Islamist militants. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.